This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell. I've been taking a look at police relationships with the community through reports and interviews that include the voices of officers and activists. This fall, I spoke with someone from The Outlet in Springfield. That's a nonprofit that mentors fatherless male youth ages 8 through 22 and helps them make responsible decisions and explore their talents. The Outlet also hosts events meant to bridge the gap between police and the community at large. I went to the simple cement building that serves as its home base. It's across from Harvard Park Elementary School, where about 80% of students come from low-income families and most are of color.
My name is Michael May. I'm with The Outlet here in Springfield, Illinois. We're located at 2525 South 12th Street, right behind Bunn Golf Course, and we are a mentor center for young, underserved males in our community, many of which who are fatherless.
And we're also kind of looking towards a school as well.
Yeah, that's Harvard Park School. Now, Harvard Park School is the number one school in Springfield District 186 with the most homeless students. So we are here to hopefully serve and impact those young students' lives.
And you were telling me a little bit inside about how the group got started and what the mission is. Can you kind of summarize that for people?
Yeah, absolutely. So our group, The Outlet, it started about 12 years ago in Jacksonville, Illinois, in a small local church where we were just open on the weekends to hang out with the youth and just give them a safe place to come and hang out on the weekend. Now we are in Springfield. We've been in Springfield for about the last 6 years. We got a building about 18 months ago when we're in the final stages of renovations, and we will be open for service hopefully around November 1st to be able to serve the kids on the weekend.
And when you say serve and services, what kind of services are we talking about?
Well, just teaching them how to become men. A lot of examples in our society right now aren't good for, teaching kids who don't have fathers what it looks like to be a male. So what we want to do is just teach them, you know, what it is to be a man, how to handle your responsibilities, give them life skills such as how to apply for a job or how to even, you know, look a man in the eye to shake his hand when you meet somebody. A lot of these things that we take for granted, a lot of these young men don't know.
What is your professional background and why did you decide to personally get involved?
Well, my professional background really isn't in mentoring. Our founder, Michael Fallon, he has education in serving youth and mentoring youth, and we've just been lifelong friends, and I see his vision, and a lot of men have made an impact in my life through my years, my teen years, so I just, you know, feel that I should pay it back to some of these other youth who don't have males in their life.
And so what are the examples of some of the events that you've hosted?
Yeah, great. So some of the events, the Springfield Police Department came out to our third annual Bridge the Gap event. And what that event's purpose is not really mentoring, but it's bringing the community together, letting the police and the citizens meet each other in a non-threatening environment to come and hang out and just see that each other are people and try to break down that wall that has been, you know, raised here recently with some of the police-involved shootings and some of the other things going on in our world. We're just trying to bridge that gap between the community and the police.
And so that's how I heard of you. A friend also told me about something she was part of, and she kind of described it as police speed dating.
Yes, we also have a program called Coffee and a Conversation. That is hosted at a local coffee shop. Lately it's been at Burger King, but we just invite the community out. They are able to sit down and meet the police officers, chit-chat with them for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then we rotate. And at the end of the event, we open the floor up for questions, and Chief Winslow and his whole department have been very receptive to the idea, and they're very open to taking questions and just, you know, helping bring the community together.
And so did that event also come forth because of police officer involved shootings, or did that already take place?
Well, it came about right after the Michael Brown incident. So we've been holding those on a quarterly basis, and, you know, the turnout's been great.
Okay. Why would a group like yours that's, I mean, it might seem obvious, but a group that's focused on mentoring probably at-risk young men specifically, why the connection with trying to bridge the gaps when it comes to the police force in the area?
Well, I think anytime you don't have parents in the household, it opens children up for risk to get into trouble. So the outlet, we feel that we've been called to stand in the gap for these young men. Connecting with police, you know, just the police and, you know, some of our youth have a bad stigma. Sometimes, you know, we look at our kids and they act differently than the way we acted when we grew up. But I think if we get to sit down with them and talk to them with our kids, you know, we can see that they're, you know, good people. They may look or act a little bit different than us, but they all have potential. So I think, you know, in the same way with police, you know, we can sit down and talk with the police and see that they're normal people who have families and want to go home at the end of the day. So if we can bring everybody together, it's beneficial for the whole community.
Do you have police officers that are like on, do you have a board or?
Yeah, so we don't have any board members that are specifically police, but last year we had a program at, I think it was Matheny School, where a Springfield police officer went with some of our mentors and hung out with kids during the lunch hours. So they were a presence there. Also at our basketball, summer basketball league called Hoop Journey, the police came out every week and just hung out with the kids, showed their face, you know, and interacted with them.
And what's some of the reception been like?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a young man in our program who got in trouble a couple years ago at school with taking a weapon to school, and we were able to mentor him, and over the last 2 years he's been able to graduate high school. He's got a full-time job, and he's, you know, turned into a productive citizen. But it was just somebody taking the time to invest into that young individual's life and not cast him out. That really made the difference. We always have openings available for male mentors and just men and women to come and help out and serve alongside of us. So if there's ever, you know, a time that you would like to get involved with our program, we can be found at theoutletillinois.org. And you can also check out our Facebook page as well.